Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 68 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim points out, Isur Lashon Hara, this prohibition, is afilu imigana oso b'fnei Yisrael, even if you are saying these bad things about somebody in front of a Jew, the kol shekein, but it's even more clear that it is prohibited, imiganeu b'fnei nachrim, if you are saying such things in front of non-Jews. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that the severity of saying lashon hara about a fellow Jew in front of a non-Jew is greater for a number of reasons. Number one, Mechalol Kavod Shamayim. It's a Chilul Hashem by spreading bad things. Also, Im Yisaper Al Chaveiro B'fnei Yisrael, if a person says such bad things in front of a Jew, Lo Yachlit, he won't come to an absolute conclusion, because we're trained in the laws of Lashon Hara, and we know that there might be mitigating circumstances. But if a person says it in front of a non-Jew, number one, he thinks if it's coming from a Jew, it must be true about other Jews because they have inside information. And secondly, they're not trained in the concept of Lashon Hara. If you say about another Jew that he's dirty, he's messy, not so honest, that, to the person who's hearing it, if he doesn't understand subtleties or what you meant, what you didn't mean, and what circumstances it might be referring to, so then it's a done deal that you've just buried the person that you've spoken about because of the way you've spoken, particularly because of who you're speaking to. If you speak about another Jew in front of a non-Jew, speaking about them badly, they will assume it to be true, and they will now think themselves at liberty to publicize this information. After all, the Jew said so, so it must be true, and it must be something that he could publicize. Recognize that in the laws of Lashon Hara, to unleash this information, even if it's true, even if there was some level of purposeful, constructive nature to it, but in the hands of somebody who's not discreet, it's totally out of bounds. The Chafetz Chaim uses the term Bechlal Hamalshinim. Such a person who speaks like this would be included, could be included, depending on the circumstances, in that terrible classification of informers, people who go across social lines and badmouth people, thereby causing tremendous damage. We have to realize that when you go cross social lines, the statement is taken as absolute fact because it's insider information, so to speak, and a single comment historically was able to trigger a pogrom in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, for example, and even today can do tremendous damage based on PR, etc., against a specific culture or subculture. Contrast this with the concept of Lashon Hara L'Toeles, constructive Lashon Hara, that has to be done only in a framework of no more damage would be inflicted through my statement than the damage that would be agreed upon in Beis Din, in the court. So, for example, we have somebody saying that in that particular store, that tailor, uses a certain type of thread which is not known to hold for a very long time. So then he'll continue getting business of the lower level business, but he won't get the business which he's not entitled to get, which is the high-end business that uses high-quality materials. But if you would simply say, oh, he's not honest, you would kill his business. And you have no right to do that. He's operating in a different, with a different clientele. Let him do so, if that's what he does, as long as everybody understands that. But when you phrase something in a way that's so terribly damaging, it's destructive and out of bounds. Al kein, therefore, tzarach kol ish Yisrael lishmor es atzmo mizeh ad ma'od, a person should be especially careful when talking with people in a different, with a different social background. It's important to mention that if a Jew is in paid employ of someone, or understands factually that people are being cheated, then this is not what the Chafetz Chaim is describing, and those cases have to be dealt with proper discretion and halachic counsel. But what's easy to apply from this statement of the Chafetz Chaim is simple cases of bad-mouthing people, cross-culture, and the impact that could be made as a result of such speech. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.